Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer. Amen. Truly, what a blessing it is to be a child of God this morning. Know that everything is well between you and heaven, and knowing that this world's not our final home. All these things that are lining up, all these things that are unfolding, taking place, and I'm just glad one of these days that we do have an escape route. I'm glad the Lord promised that when he went away, that he'd come again and receive us unto himself. I'm glad the best is still yet to come. I'm glad as a child of God, I can always hold my head up. I can always look up and know that my redemption's drawing nigh. Thank God this morning. So I hope you're getting ready to go to church and honor the Lord. Give him thanks and praise for all that he's done for you. He's been so good to you. I guarantee you he has, because he can't be anything but good. And all that he's ever done, he's done for you. And so I'm glad to know that we can go to his house and honor him, to enter in through his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, come before his presence with singing and gladness in our heart, rejoicing in the God of our salvation. So get excited about going to church. And I tell you, not just something you dread or something you just got to get through with, but I tell you, go to the house of God with a bounce in your step and a shout in your soul, and you might be surprised what the Lord may do in the midst of your congregation this morning. And so let's just go to church this morning. And I tell you, remember these on our prayer list this morning. Brother Cecil Parrish, you keep praying for him. The Lord keep giving him strength day by day. Little Bella Parrish. And also remember Maxine Jones this morning. Remember Taylor Adams, Dottie Forsythe this morning. Remember Misty Cook in your prayers. Also a special request for Miss Louise Cooper. We want to pray for her this morning that God would undertake for her needs as well. And, of course, our longtime listeners, Howard and Helen Odom, Bob and Linda Schaefer, and Miss Zula Ellis, and Miss Bessie Hawkins that passed away. We certainly want to remember her family in prayer and appreciate her listening in all the years that she did this morning. So we want to remind you about our homecoming coming up this next Sunday, the 22nd, and we've got Brother Titus Chris is going to be preaching that morning in the morning service, and it's going to start at 10:45. No Sunday school, 10:45. We'll be in the choir, and of course, we invite everyone to come and be with us in the service. We'll have lunch afterwards, and we'll start revival that night. And Brother Chris Kernut will be here with us on the 23rd on Monday night, and Brother Andy Coker will be on here on Tuesday night, and then Brother Shane Cloud on Wednesday night, and Jeremy Jones on Thursday night, and Paul Taylor will be wrapping it up on Friday night. So you come and be with us in our revival, 7 o'clock nightly, and then I also understand beginning on the 30th, the next week, Barrington Baptist Church will be starting their revival, and Brother John Dorsey will be with them. So it's revival season. Didn't get to have much of it last year, but it's revival season now, and I hope that you'll get excited and back these revivals and take a little bit back to your church. And just be enthused this morning. Be able to escape the rudiments of the world. Sit in heavenly places. Be among like-minded folks. And just to fellowship with the saints of God this morning. So I hope this song will be a blessing to you this morning. Amen. Matthew chapter number 24 this morning, begin reading verses number 1. The Bible said, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple. His disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be? What shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. Our Heavenly Father, now, God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, such a wonderful and beautiful day, God, that you've given us this morning. Lord, I do pray that this morning, God, you receive the thanks and the praise from the depths of our heart this morning, God, that the names we made mention this morning, God, the sick and the afflicted this morning, you visit, and I encourage discouraged hearts this morning, God, draw us unto yourself, and I pray you, Lord, that you'd anoint us and use us this morning, God, might be a blessing to those that are listening this morning, God, I pray that wherever your people are gathered together, you'd be in the midst this morning, God. You'd anoint your men to boldly stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God. May it go forth and accomplish where you send it today, God. May someone come to the saving knowledge of Christ and be born again this morning. I do pray today, God, that you'd bless the church and add to us, Lord, such as should be saved this morning. Have your way and your will this morning, God. We'll thank you and praise you for everything that's accomplished. May you get glory this morning. Everything done for your name. For it is in that holy and sweet name we ask it this morning. Amen. And amen this morning. I realize today, friend of mine, this is a chapter, one of the strongest in the Bible this morning concerning the prophecies of the end of the world. Now, I'm going to preach on that thought this morning in a few minutes. Dear friend, concerning the end is in sight. Dear friend, the end is in sight this morning. Dear friend, these things that are written this morning are tied to every major prophetical event leading to the end this morning. If they had not wanted to know about it, they should not have asked. But they said, Tell us, Lord, when shall your coming be, and what shall be the sign and the end of the world? Dear friend, I realize this morning, dear friend, that some believe the world's been here billions of years, and it'll be here billions more. Dear friend, but it doesn't matter whether we know it or not, believe it or not, every word in this Bible is going to be fulfilled. Not one prophecy shall fall to the ground. Amen. Dear friends, so we better be prepared and be ready. I thank God to meet the Lord when he comes up this morning. They ask him when and what and how shall the end come. I'm not a pessimist this morning. Dear friend, I'm not just looking at the gloom and the doom and the death and destruction. I'm not trying to tell you there's no hope. Dear friend, that all of us are going to end in a fire bitter end. Dear friend, this morning I'm an optimist. Dear friend, I realize the world's going to come to an end. But thank God this morning it's just a beginning for the believers. Amen. When the world begins to fall apart, dear friend, that just tells me I'm one day closer out of my eternal home. As the years are slipping by, dear friend, this morning I wonder how close, dear friend, that we really are to the sound of that trumpet and the Lord coming again. It thrills my soul this morning, dear friend, knowing that any time the Lord may step forward and call us out of this old world. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said here, dear friend, to understand this in verse 32. Jesus said, Learn a parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, and even at the doors. Dear friend, I realize this morning that these things that Jesus talked about in this chapter, dear friend, are things that are going to take place in the tribulation time. Dear friend, a time when the church is not going to be here. And brother, the church is not going through the tribulation. The Bible said, 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 10, dear friend, that Jesus Christ has delivered us from the wrath to come. And then writing the church at Philadelphia in Revelation 3, how the Bible said he'll keep us from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world. Dear friend, this morning I'm glad how the Lord has delivered us from the wrath that's going to come upon this earth. But these things that we're reading about this morning, dear friend, today, we're not going to see these events take place. Thank God we're seeing the preliminaries already. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, are we going to be here when the church is going to be here? Dear friend, this morning, when the Antichrist comes to power? No. Dear friend, the church is not going to be here. Are we going to be here this morning when the world, dear friend, becomes one and unites under the banner of the Antichrist? No. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, we can see right now, dear friend, that the stage is being set. And how easy it would be for one man to come in, dear friend, and unite the world economically, dear friend, regionally, dear friend, and rule this world. Dear friend, today, are we going to be here? Dear friend, this morning, when the mark of the beast comes out? No. Dear friend, no, the church is not going to be here, brother. Dear friend, this morning, but we see already how easy it would be, dear friend, for some kind of microchip or some kind of card to be issued to every person in this world. Dear friend, this morning we have the technology to do that in the day and hour we live. Are we going to be here when God starts pouring out his wrath and this world comes apart by the seams? No. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, we're already seeing the preliminaries that are said. Dear friend, this world's in bad shape. Dear friend, and that's what Jesus was talking about. He said, dear friend, this morning the church is not going to be here, but when we see these things begin to take place, just like the budding, dear friend, of the fig tree, you know that summer's getting close. Dear friend, and when we're seeing these things already, dear friend, if you get your head out of the sand, dear friend, begin to do what the Lord commanded us to do and watch. Dear friend, lift up your eyes. Dear friend, this morning, our salvation is nearer than what it was when we first began. Dear friend, we're standing on the very brink of eternity, the very edge. I thank God this morning. I'm telling you, the end is in sight this morning. In verse number 4, dear friend, talks about the seducers. Jesus said, let no man deceive you about these things this morning. The Bible said evil men and seducers are going to wax worse and worse. And then the last days they'll heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and said they'll be deceived and deceive others, and there'll come a time they'll not endure sound doctrine. Dear friend, they'll pervert the truth and be turned from the truth unto fables and damnable heresies. Dear friend, they went out from us because they were not of us, because if they were of us, they would have surely continued with us. Dear friend, they all said, I know there'll be grievous wolves, dear friend, that's going to enter into the flock. I'm telling you this morning, brother, you better know what you know. You better know who you believe in, and you better stand on those things, dear friend, that you've been taught. Amen. In verse number 5, he said, don't be seduced about the deity of Christ. Dear friend, just because it has a cross and a steeple and a sign on the door, that does not mean it is of God. Amen. There's many have come and claimed to be a savior. Dear friend, being just what people are looking for. Dear friend, and then have followed, dear friend, to their own demise. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, verse 23 and verse 26, Jesus said, if they say, lo, he is here, believe them not. Or lo, he's in the desert, go not out. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, we live in a time where, dear friend, they're claiming Jesus sits on their bedside, and they've had visions of him, and he's appeared. Dear friend, I'm going to tell you something this morning. The next time you see him, I thank God he'll be coming in the clouds of glory. Man, lift up your heads. Dear friend, when the trumpet sounds, we'll see the Lord, but not until then. And I got news for you, brother. Jesus did not ascend upon the Mount of Olives and then descend over here in North America, dear friend, and give somebody else some golden pleas. Dear friend, the start of religion and a cult. Dear friend, this morning it's false, it's heresy. Dear friend, this morning he said, the next time you see me, I thank God it'll be when the trumpet sounds. Dear friend, and he steps out of heaven. Dear friend, verses 11. Dear friend, talks about how not to be deceived. Dear friend, about the word of God. He said, many false prophets shall rise and deceive many. Amen. There's so many denominations and doctrines and cults and religions. So you say, well, who's right? Who's got the answer this morning? Dear friend, I'll tell you this morning. Dear friend, you better look back to the old past. Dear friend, you better cling to those things which you've been taught and believed. Dear friend, the church is changing so much. The world is changing so much. Dear friend, you better know in whom you believe this morning. Amen. Dear friend, today, and then also, dear friend, the diplomacy in verse 24. Dear friend, he said, there shall arise false Christ and false prophets and show great signs and wonders insomuch if it were possible they'd deceive the very elect. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, Paul said, if there is an angel from heaven come down and preach another gospel which we've not preached unto you, he said, let them be accursed. Amen. Whoa, there's going to be, dear friend, this morning, many that's going to have power, dear friend, to heal. And I believe the Lord has power to heal. Yes, I do, brother. Dear friend, this morning, but I don't believe he sells tickets to it. Dear friend, I don't believe he gives it to man to get glory out of it. Dear friend, I don't believe he puts it on national TV. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, there's going to be many that's going to have and do great signs and wonders that people are going to say, how can that be wrong? Dear friend, I'll tell you how it's wrong. It goes against the word of God this morning. Dear friend, the end is inside. Dear friend, the seducers. Dear friend, that's going to wax worse and worse upon the stage. Dear friend, and lead many astray. And then in verse number 8, he talks about the sorrows. Dear friend, this morning, all of these are the beginning of sorrows. Man, perilous times are going to come. At such a time has never been before upon this earth. Amen. Dear friend, today, what? Dear friend, man's going to do to man and what God's going to do to man. Dear friend, talks about the nations in verse number 6. Dear friend, this morning there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Dear friend, see that you be not troubled. He said, I've told you these things. Dear friend, but the end is not yet. Dear friend, I'll tell you. Dear friend, this morning, if you don't realize, dear friend, how close this world stands. Dear friend, this morning to coming against one another. Dear friend, today, I'm telling you this morning, it's only the restraint of God. Dear friend, that's keeping this old world spinning in space this morning. Do you think this morning with all the nuclear weapons, dear friend, and all the weapons of mass destruction, dear friend, chemical warfare, biological warfare, dear friend, that all this that man has, dear friend, that he wouldn't use it against one another. Dear friend, it's only God's hand that stated. Amen. Dear friend, this morning I'm telling you, dear friend, the world is standing, dear friend, the very brink of war and destruction. Dear friend, this morning we're seeing this and it's going to unfold. Dear friend, when the trumpet sounds and the church is called out, dear friend, this morning this world is going to be set on edge. Amen. To the final battle. Dear friend, at Armageddon. Amen. Verse number 7 talks about nature. Dear friend, this morning he said they, dear friend, this morning shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. I realize we've always had earthquakes and we've always had storms, but my God, dear friend, it's such on a scale today as such has never been seen before. Dear friend, we're having tsunamis. Dear friend, where millions are being killed. We're having floods. Where hundreds of thousands perish. Dear friend, famines and fires and pestilence this morning. Earthquakes, volcanoes. Dear friend, this morning, can you not see, dear friend, that God is shaking this world from the very foundation? Dear friend, to wake us, dear friend, this morning to realize that we need to be prepared to meet our God. Amen. Verse 9 talked about, dear friend, the people of God would be persecuted. Amen. Now I realize, friend of mine, the day and hour we live, we've never really been persecuted as they have in times past and maybe in some of the corners of this earth. Dear friend, where you say you're a Christian, you'll be killed. Dear friend, this morning, but I'll tell you, we're seeing the preliminaries. Dear friend, how that the media, dear friend, how that the modern days are going after the church and Christianity this morning. Amen. They'll promote other religions. Dear friend, this morning, but Christianity. Dear friend, you might might as well put a target on your back and a bullseye on your heart. Dear friend, if you stand for Christ, they're coming after you. Amen. They want to censor you. Dear friend, they want you to be suffering or silence this morning. Dear friend, I'm telling you, friend of mine, we're living in a time where we're looking to the end. Amen. And it's just going to get worse and worse. In verse number 10, dear friend, talked about neighbors. Dear friend, how that many shall be offended and betray one another and hate one another. Amen. In another place, he said, men will sue for naught. Amen. And brothers shall rise against brother and father against son and mother against daughter. Amen. We're seeing that tension in that time. In the day and hour we live. Amen. Where men, dear friend, this morning just cannot love one another. Dear friend, the day is falling away. Dear friend, and I'm telling you, friend of mine, we're seeing the end is in sight this morning. Amen. Then in verse 33, dear friend, he talks about the signs of the time. Amen. Dear friend, he's saying, when you see all of these things, know that it is near. And even at the door, open your eyes and look around. Brother, we're not in the dark. Dear friend, he said, I told you these things. Amen. Dear friend, in verses 14, he talks about the spread. Dear friend, the gospel this morning shall be preached in all of the world. Amen. Now, I realize that task is going to come to pass. It has not yet. And even when the church is called out, dear friend, that gospel is still going to go out. Dear friend, unto all men this morning. Dear friend, the day that I'm telling you, 50 years ago, it seemed like an impossible task. Dear friend, but now with TV and radio, the internet and tracks. Dear friend, think of all the avenues that we have nowadays. Dear friend, to get the gospel across this world. The missionaries. Amen. God is pouring out his spirit. Dear friend, in these last days upon. Dear friend, the hearts of men. Amen. Dear friend, this morning the Bible tells us. Dear friend, the day that we ought to know that the end is getting near. He said, this generation shall not pass, verse 34, until all these things be fulfilled. In verse 37, he talks about society. Amen. This morning, the Bible said that as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the case of the coming of the Son of Man this morning. Dear friend, just look back in the days of Noah, Genesis chapter 6, how the Bible said the earth was filled with violence, and that it grieved the heart of God that it even made man upon this earth. Amen. And the Bible said, as it was in the days of Lot, dear friend, they, how the Bible said, the Sodomites, dear friend, had filled the land, that the stench of their sin had reached the heights of heaven. Dear friend, the days of Noah, they were buying and selling, eating and drinking, building and planting. Dear friend, they're all going on just like they're going to live forever. Dear friend, until that Noah entered into the ark. In verse number 12, how the Bible said that because iniquity abounds, the love of many is going to wax cold. Amen. Dear friend, you know there used to be a time how you drive down the road and somebody was walking, you could stop and pick them up. Dear friend, but I'll tell you, we live in such a day when you don't know who you're picking up or what they're going to do. Dear friend, that we just pass on by and the love of many waxes cold. As a time, you could open your doors and invite a stranger in. Dear friend, but nowadays we don't know what they're capable of. Dear friend, and what they're going to do, what their intentions. Dear friend, and because of that, we've closed our door. And the love of many is waxed cold. And there used to be a time, brother, you could give to charities. Dear friend, but nowadays there's so much corruption. And we know the money never gets to those it's intended for. Dear friend, therefore we don't give. And the love of many is waxing cold. Amen. Dear friend, today, that's what the Bible said. Look up and know these things are coming to pass. Amen. I thank God this morning. Dear friend, the day the Bible said, as it was in the days before the flood, dear friend, and it was in the days of Lot, dear friend, the lust of man, dear friend, this morning, I'll tell you, it used to be a time it used to be in the closet or behind the scenes. But nowadays, we parade it down the street. Jeremiah said, we don't even blush anymore concerning our sins and our iniquities. Amen. man. Now, dear friend, but I want to tell you this. In verses 40, he talks about the separation. Now, dear friend, how that two shall be in the field and one shall call away. Amen. The rapture is going to take place. Very soon, the Lord is coming again. Look up. Now, dear friend, and know your redemption is drawing nigh, brother. Now, dear friend, I'm telling you, thank God this morning. Now, dear friend, once the church is called out, all of these things are going to be implemented and fall upon this earth. Out of those that are left behind this morning, what a sad day. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. I'm glad I'm leaving out on the first load. There's too many looking for their ship to come in. I'm looking for mine to leave out. Woo, hallelujah. Hey, Lord, richly bless you this morning, is our prayer.